How's your car looking? Showing its age? Faded paint? Dents? Dings? Don't worry. Maaco is here to help. They're the experts in affordable paint jobs and light collision repairs, helping you keep your car looking its best without breaking the bank. With Maaco's national reach and community focus, you're not just getting top-notch service. You're actually getting a partner you can trust. Visit your local Maaco today and see how they can refresh your ride. Go in, get the free estimate, and the expert technicians will handle the rest. Uh-oh, better get Maaco.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
There's nothing like sinking into luxury. At washablesofas.com, you'll find the Anabe sofa, which combines ultimate comfort and design at an affordable price. And get this, it's the only sofa that's fully machine washable from top to bottom, starting at only $699. The stain-resistant performance fabric slipcovers and cloud-like frame duvet can go straight into your wash. Perfect for anyone with kids, pets, or anyone who loves an easy-to-clean, spotless sofa. With a modular design and changeable slipcovers, you can customize your sofa to fit any space and style. Whether you need a single chair, love seat, or a luxuriously large sectional, Anabe has you covered. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your home. Right now, you can shop up to 60% off store-wide with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Add a little to your life. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
This is a podcast that seeks justice. Justice for the lives stolen by those in society that hide amongst us every day. Hidden in our towns, cities, and countrysides, the places that we work, and sometimes in our very own homes. This is Hidden Killers.
Welcome to the podcast. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts so you don't miss any of our breaking updates, court coverage, and discussion on the cases that we're following for you. Alec Murdaugh obviously being a big one right now, as it is currently in court, day number 14 today. And it was autopsy discussion day, it seemed, as the prosecution brought out several witnesses to testify about the autopsies of the slain wife and son of Alec Murdaugh. Most of note, Dr. Ellen Reamer detailed, just as she did in the previous post we put out, she also detailed how Maggie Murdaugh was shot, explaining which shot came first and which shot was fatal. During this time, Alec Murdaugh appearing to be very upset in court. And as I just said earlier of the testimony that was given for his son, I believe the emotions are very real. Where they're coming from is the other question. Is this someone who is reacting in a way of sorrow because his wife and son were murdered by some unknown character? Is this just the realization of, oh my God, I killed my wife and son? This is absolutely horrible and brutal. And what have I done? Is this something else entirely? Is this I got caught and my life is ruined and the epitome of everything coming all together? It's very hard to tell with someone like Alec Murdaugh, who was able to lie to everyone for roughly 30 to 40 years in his professional life, steal millions of dollars from some of his closest friends and associates, from people who worked for him and loved him, and then also play parts in covering up other crimes, including murders. It's a very dark road that you travel down when you're traveling with the Murdaughs. You never really know what's coming around the corner or what's causing what off on the sideshow That is Alec Murda. Let's go to the courtroom today and take a listen.
All right, going back to 501, this would be Maggie, is that correct?
Yes.
All right, if you could start to detail the injuries that you observed to Maggie in what is the most probable order based on your review of the evidence?
Well, first of all, this was a different weapon. It was not a shotgun with wadding and pellets. These injuries that Maggie sustained were they're completely consistent with an assault rifle. Okay, so it's a different weapon. And I'm going to go through the five wounds, and then we'll think about how I'll try to explain my opinion as to the likely order, just sort of like we figured out Paul's shotgun wound to the chest came first, but we'll do the same with her. But she's got a few more wounds, so it could be a little bit more, require a little bit more logical thinking. Okay, so she had an entrance wound that was right over there. Okay, it's kind of right below the rib cage, not far from the middle of her set midline of her body. And that wound, okay, now we're gonna remember, you know, this is right and left. It's very easy to get the right-left situation confused, but that's going from front to back and downward, and there was an exit wound kind of like right down here, okay? So it entered here, okay? So we're in a kind of downward direction. It was actually 10 inches below where it entered, so it's pretty low, you know, down here was the exit wound, and on the way, that projectile, that bullet, went through the abdominal wall, that's like our muscle and all that, and then once it got inside the body, it went through mesentery, which is the supportive tissues of our intestines. So it went through mesentery, has all the blood vessels and lymphatics, all that stuff that supports our intestines. The intestines take up a lot of room in there. Now it's continuing to go toward the back of her body, went through the pancreas, okay, which is kind of toward the back. And then if, as it's traveling left, it went through the left kidney and left iliac artery, which is a blood vessel that is leads off the aorta before exiting the left side of the back.
All right. And let's go ahead. Can we do the second wound, and then we'll talk about both of those together in a second if we could.
So we've got two that are basically completely to the front of the body, directly to the front. And the other, there's another wound that's kind of on the front inside of the left thigh, like kind of like over there, okay? And this one is also going from front to back and toward the left and downward. So these two shots follow a parallel path. They're both, so this is the left, okay, left leg, right, left thigh, and the exit wound was in the back of the left thigh. And it actually, this is a little bit too high, okay? I should, you know, but it was lower
put
down.
Put an X through, yeah. Through the wrong one.
I'm sorry.
Yep.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, so it's traveling in a downward direction and also with a kind of a slight right to left. So I'm going to draw an arrow to indicate the direction, okay? So that one's going like that. And then this one is also going in the same direction, downward toward the back.
Right. And those, you said, followed kind of a parallel trajectory?
Yes, they had a relatively parallel trajectory. Another feature of each of these wounds is that, remember we talked about gunpowder stippling when somebody is shot at a relatively close range. Well, both of these wounds had gunpowder stippling around them. Okay. All right.
And
now,
go ahead and remind the jury what stippling indicates about probable distance from a firearm.
Yeah, so within 3 feet, we don't usually see it any more than 3 feet. Sometimes it's within 2 feet, but depending on the firearm, I can't say exactly, but it's somewhere in that range.
You know? It's a fairly close range of parallel trajectories for these two
right.
wounds.
Okay.
Is that correct?
Yes.
All right.
And they both exited the left side of the body. One was on the... this is her left leg. It's really easy to get toned around here. Okay, left thigh, and the other's on the left side of the lower back. And the one to the left leg actually just went through. It went through muscle and soft tissue. It didn't actually break a bone.
All right. If those two wounds, let's go ahead and do all the wounds. Can we go to the next wound that
okay.
we have? And before we do that, was there a wound to the wrist in this particular instance?
Yes, there was a wound to the wrist, and it was on the left wrist. The entrance wound was somewhere around here. And, okay, so this is her left wrist, and then the exit wound was a little bit higher on the inside of the arm. So this is the kind of the hairy part, this part, and then the inside where there was an exit wound.
All right, and using my left hand, can you kind of point generally to the jury about the location of those?
Yeah, so kind of going in here and out there.
Okay. All right. All right, so that's three gunshot injuries at this point. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right. Now tell me about the fourth one, if you would,
okay.
please.
So the fourth one was somewhat unusual because it's going in an upward direction through the body. Okay, there was an entrance wound on the underside of the left breast that exited like the top of the left breast. Okay, and from there we have some marks on, there's like bruising on the left side of the chest up here, the left clavicle, and that bullet continued through the underside of the left side of the face. Okay, so there's a wound kind of like over there, okay, and it's everything is kind of going up. So this was an exit, and then we have like a re-entrance, okay? So we have a series of defects. We have, this is an entrance, an exit, and then the bullet continued through the left side of the face and lower ear area and into her head. Okay, now in addition to
just real quick, those first two wounds that you described, the wound to the abdomen and the wound to the leg, and those were both to the front of the body, is that correct?
Correct.
And they both had a similar parallel trajectory, is that correct?
Yes.
Would those, either one of those wounds have been immediately fatal?
No.
All right. The wound you just described, and how about the wound to the wrist? Would that have been immediately fatal?
No.
What about the wound that you just described that went in near the breast and then went into the head?
Yes, that would have been immediately fatal because when it entered the left side of the face, it basically destroyed the brain.
And was there another gunshot injury, traumatic gunshot injury, aside from that one?
Yes, but I'm going to, before I continue, I did want to mention that there was an abrasion, kind of a scrape below that, which indicates, below her left breast. So it indicates before it actually went through the left breast, it kind of scraped along the abdomen as it was going upward before it went into her head.
On the injury, the gunshot wound, the assault rifle wound to the abdomen and the assault rifle wound to the leg, you said there were stippling there. Is that correct?
Yes. The other wounds did not have any stippling.
Right.
So they were from further back.
The wrist wound had no stippling?
Correct.
And that wound that you just described going up into Maggie's head, that did not have any stippling either?
Correct.
All right. You mentioned there's one more as well to her head, is that correct?
Yes.
All right, describe that to the jury using this chart, please, or this diagram.
Okay. So there was an entrance wound to the back of the head, okay, that was kind of like right over there, okay, and it's kind of near the base of her skull, and that was going downward Okay, now this is automatic rifle. It's a rifle ammunition, so it's not a single, cylindrical projectile that remains intact. These rifles, the projectiles fragment as they go through the body. That's one of the mechanisms by which they do enormous damage. Okay. Now, this wound was going in a downward direction, and then we have lots of exit wounds on the right side of her upper back, where all of those fragmented projectiles, fragments, exited. And this wound, it's in a clearly downward direction. It entered the back of her head, went through the back of the skull, and through the brainstem and cerebellum. Okay, so these are vital portions at the very bottom of the brain. But it did not enter into her chest. It continued just scraping along the top of the back. So we know this is going in a downward direction. So how do we reconcile? How do we make sense of a wound that's going upward and then another wound that's going downward? Okay, you'll recall this wound that went through her left breast and into the left side of her face injured her brain, right? She's not going to be standing anymore. Now, how would this even go upward? Okay, that those first two shots, right, the one to her, or we'll say the one to her, it's the right side of her abdomen, that went, remember, through her pancreas and the left kidney. Kidney pain is usually very painful. We can imagine this did not immediately cause death, but she may have been bent over straight, and that puts her in a position, if someone's bending over, leaning over, to get a gunshot wound that goes along, so when we look at her body in an upright position, and she's got a gunshot wound going upward, we know it's going upward because it ended in her head, probably her body was bent over, and it may have been that she just sustained this very painful wound to her abdomen, not in addition to her thigh, and she was most likely, in my opinion, bent over or even possibly on the ground, but not completely lying flat, at the time, because then it would never have been able to go through the front, you have some like skip areas here. So if she's bent over, we have some skin folds, we're gonna get a skip, plus it went through the underside of the left breast, exited the top of the left breast, so that would indicate that her breast may have been sort of, pain down a little bit.
All right, so do you have that dowel stick anywhere? Unless if you would, just again, use me if you could, just describe some of the concepts you're talking about, and let's start with those first two shots to the abdomen, and then just kind of position me as we move on to the shots.
Alright, so one wound.
Yeah, stand over here if you
okay,
would. So
absolutely. Okay. Yeah. Well, now I have to kind of, I'm going to show this. The entrance would be about there, right, top of the abdomen, and it went through the body, exiting on the left side of the lower back. Mm-hmm. And while it was in the body, went through the pancreas and the left kidney and a blood vessel nearby.
All right, and then the wound to the thigh?
Okay, the thigh was kind of on the front, but a little bit toward the inside area. And that exited lower down on the left thigh in the back of the left thigh.
The one to the abdomen, would that have been very painful?
Yes, I mean, kidney, if you ever knew anybody that had a kidney stone, kidney stones are some of the worst pain in medicine. People who aren't get a kidney stone have to get on very high doses of morphine just to control the pain. Well, she had projectiles, ammunition going through her left kidney. You can imagine that was a very painful wound and may have caused her to fold over in pain.
So something like this?
Yes.
All right. And could it even been that she went to the ground and she's on her hands and knees, something like this?
Yes, that's also possible. And she could have had her head bent down or sort of touching the ground at that point as well.
This shot, this one right here, that you described right there, is there any way at that point in time she could have been completely thrown flat on the ground like this?
No, because then how, you know, the bullet's not just going to go up. So she has to at least have been, I can't say for sure, but it makes sense that after receiving those first two shots, she's going to be bent over at least, or possibly, you know, even lower to the ground, enabling her to get a wound.
Yeah, like that, that's perfect.
Mm-hmm. Okay, going through the front of the left side of the chest, and if your head is bent over even further, you can imagine it's going to go into the head like that. Okay, so when you know, I first look at this, I'm like, what? You know, it takes a little, but in retrospect, now that I've made sense of this, it all comes together. So
far at this point in time, we've talked about the abdomen and the thigh wound. In your opinion, are those two shots the first two shots she suffered?
Yes, I think she was standing upright at the time, and then she only could have gotten the wound to the left side of, you know, through the left side of the front into her head if she's horizontal but not completely on the ground. But after sustaining that wound, okay,
she could have been down on her hands and knees.
Yeah, she could have been down on her hands and knees or just bent over, right? It went into her brain. She's going to fall to the ground completely. And that puts her in a position to get the gunshot wound to the back of the head. I can't really, you know, you might not, you're too far away for that.
Sorry, I'm gonna go over here, but show me that last wound.
Okay, so the last wound was going in a downward direction, entered here, and it's kind of, you know, enough to fracture the skull and go through the back of the brain, which is like the brain stem, and then have just a bunch of exit wounds there. So that's that actually is in kind of a downward direction. So we've got something going upward, we have something going downward, and it only makes sense that the one to the left side of the front occurred first, because if she, the one to the back of the head was, she basically was already had injury to the brain sufficient to have killed her. The one to the back of the head that went down was, additional wound, the one to the, that entered the left side of the brain was already sufficient to have killed her.
If she had not suffered this wound right here, the one where she's hunched over her own her hands and knees, if she had not suffered that one, would this one to the back of the head also been immediately fatal?
Yes, either one of them would have been immediately fatal. That one went through the brain stem and the cerebellum. That those sections of the brain, their whole job is to keep us alive. They keep us breathing and set the cardiac rhythm, and without that, none of us would be here.
But in your opinion, abdomen and thigh is first. This one that went through her breast into her head is after that, and then this one is when she's prone on the ground to the back of the head.
So I do think this isn't something that I, you know, immediately realized, but after thinking about it, how, you know, this gunshot wounds to one person, how do I make sense of this happening? And this is the most likely logical sequence of shots that she sustained.
Very compelling testimony. Indeed, that was from the courtroom today, the 14th day of testimony, the 13th, rather, of February 2023. Dr. Ellen Reamer detailing how Maggie Murdaugh was shot and explaining how she ultimately succumbed to her wounds. That's what we got for you for right now. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts. You don't miss any of our episodes, discussions on the case, and courtroom coverage. We'll keep it for you right here. You can even get a ad-free experience if you subscribe through Apple Podcasts. Until next time, for all of us here, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Life's messy. We're talking spills, stains, pets, and kids. But with Anabae, you never have to stress about messes again. At washablesofas.com, discover Anabae sofas the only fully machine washable sofas inside and out, starting at just $699. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, that means fewer stains and more peace of mind. Designed for real life, our sofas feature changeable fabric covers, allowing you to refresh your style anytime. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa effortlessly. Perfect for cozy apartments or spacious homes. Plus, they're earth-friendly and built to last. That's why over 200,000 happy customers have made the switch. Upgrade your space today. Visit washablesofas.com now and bring home a sofa made for life. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Life's messy. We're talking spills, stains, pets, and kids. But with Anabay, you never have to stress about messes again. At washablesofas.com, discover Anabay sofas, the only fully machine washable sofas inside and out, starting at just $699. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, that means fewer stains and more peace of mind. Designed for real life, our sofas feature changeable fabric covers, allowing you to refresh your style anytime. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa effortlessly. Perfect for cozy apartments or spacious homes. Plus, they're earth-friendly and built to last. That's why over 200,000 happy customers have made the switch. Upgrade your space today. Visit washablesofas.com now and bring home a sofa made for life. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Cars today are built to last, but how they look is up to you, and that's where Mako comes in. They specialize in cosmetic repairs. Let's say it's affordable paint jobs to fixing those annoying dents and dings. Maybe your car's paint is faded, or you've been meaning to fix that scrape from the grocery store parking lot. Whatever it is, Mako has you covered. Now, here's the best part. Stop by your local Mako, free estimate, and you're going to find out how easy it is to refresh your ride. With more Americans keeping their cars longer, now's the time to protect your investment and keep it looking sharp for years. And you can do so with the great folks at Mako. At Mako, they are proud to be a trusted partner for drivers across the country. Whether it's a fresh coat of paint for your car or fixing up everyday dents and dings, Mako is here to keep your car looking its best. Get started. Visit your local Mako today. Get the free estimate and see how easy it is to bring new life to your ride. Uh-oh, better get Mako.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Let's be real. Life happens. Kids spill. Pets shed. And accidents are inevitable. Find a sofa that can keep up at washablesofas.com. Starting at just $699, our sofas are fully machine washable inside and out, so you can say goodbye to stains and hello to worry-free living. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, they're kid-proof, pet-friendly, and built for everyday life. Plus, changeable fabric covers let you refresh your sofa whenever you want. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa anytime to fit your space, whether it's a growing family room or a cozy apartment. Plus, they're earth-friendly and trusted by over 200,000 happy customers. It's time to upgrade to a stress-free, mess-proof sofa. Visit washablesofas.com today and save. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Life's messy. We're talking spills, stains, pets, and kids. But with Anabay, you never have to stress about messes again. At washablesofas.com, discover Anabay sofas, the only fully machine washable sofas inside and out, starting at just $699. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, that means fewer stains and more peace of mind. Designed for real life, our sofas feature changeable fabric covers, allowing you to refresh your style anytime. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa effortlessly. Perfect for cozy apartments or spacious homes. Plus, they're earth-friendly and built to last. That's why over 200,000 happy customers have made the switch. Upgrade your space today. Visit washablesofas.com now and bring home a sofa made for life. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.